At times, West Virginia wide receiver Stedman Bailey feels like there are no numbers that can trump the one he's always knocked for, his 5'10 height. Not his 114 receptions, or his 1,622 yards, or his 25 touchdown catches last year for the Mountaineers. It always comes back to being 5'10, and for that reason, Bailey believes he's an underrated receiver in this draft class.
Well, I definitely feel like it's my measurables. From what I hear, you know, time and time again, he's only 5'10", and, you know, he probably won't be able to do that in the NFL against bigger corners and stuff like that. I feel like if I was anywhere 6'3" or 6'2", anywhere over 6', with the numbers I put up, I probably would be like the number one receiver, but that's not the case, and that's something I can't control. So, I mean, I just, you know, go with the flow.
The pre-draft process is Bailey's time to stand on his own. Despite his off-the-chart statistics, he was overshadowed at times by West Virginia teammate Tavon Austin, who was Mr. Everything for the Mountaineers, receiver, rusher, kick and punt returner.
At times I feel that way, but, you know, I know that's things that's out of my control, so I try not to think much about it and, just, you know, let everything fall into place. But I'm looking to prove that I'm one of the best receivers in this 2013 draft class, and, hopefully I can showcase that.
With highly touted quarterback prospect Geno Smith at the controls, West Virginia ran as wide open an offense as there was in college football last year. Seeing the NFL open up more and more every year, Bailey can only get excited about his future.
I'm starting to see a lot of that, you know, in the NFL, that, you know, the no huddle and the pass-heavy offenses are starting to come into play now. And, you know, being that I played in that kind of offense, I feel like it helps my value a little bit as far as me being drafted. So it's a good deal.